Right now, we're going to get things rolling with our weekly Lake North Fork fishing report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas. And Gary Faraci, how are we doing?
We're doing well this morning, Gary. It's absolutely gorgeous out. I'm sitting at 62 degrees right now, and it is just perfect morning.
Oh, it is. It is really, really. I love it. I love it. Boy, have you, you know, been able to catch the moon? Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Hasn't that been awesome?
Yes. That's a mermaid moon.
It's a mermaid moon.
Yep. That's what it is.
We'll be going down checking that out.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I think we ran out of Cheetos, though. I'm going to have to go get some more.
I know. Boy, and mermaids are so temperamental. My goodness. You know? But, so here another week has passed by since we've talked, and, you know, cooler temperatures, the lake temperature is starting to drop. The lake level is fantastic.
Oh, lake level is absolutely beautiful. 555, it's awesome. It is. And the water temperature is just a few tads below 80, just depending where you're at. Some, there's a few places still at 80, but we get some more as we move into the later part of September here. That thing's going to start dropping, and the bite will even get better.
So what are you hearing? You know, what species have they been really doing the good work with?
Okay, so everything is starting to take off. I saw some, no limits, but some really good numbers of crappie this past week. Sorry, I'm going to lose my voice here, but we'll try it. Very good numbers on crappie this past week, especially with long bait, was really good. The white bass starting to surface a little bit. On rooster tails, on Castmaster spoons, anything bright and shiny, the white bass, especially in the earlier part of the morning, they've been servicing, and it's been good bite on those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The largemouth bass, they've been turning it on a little bit too.
They have. That's picked up too. You know, I've had guys go out and they've caught past their limit, but there was a lot of shorts in there. But guys have been getting four keepers and good sized ones too, two to 3 pound range. no topwater action on that yet, but, They've been starting to bring some in, so it's all starting to pick up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's getting better for sure. And then the stripers and hybrids, there's still some guys doing okay with that. The guides have been still, you know, taking people out and doing well.
Mm-hmm.
On the stripers and hybrids, and that's just going to get better as the lake water cools too.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, again, we're just a few weeks away, and Katie barred the door. It's so much fun fishing in the fall. There's not as many people on the water. You know, it's a little easier to get around and navigate. And the fishing is just crazy, crazy good. So it's that time of year. And
yeah, absolutely. You know, bluegill bites on.
Oh, yeah. Always. We need to have the first annual bluegill tournament.
I went again with with a neighbor and his son, and we filled another cooler up.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Yeah, it's, I mean, and they're fun to catch. They're easy to catch, and just not enough people fish for.
Oh, and great to eat. Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh, yeah. That is just so good. We made fish tacos. We had a blast. I bet we had over 40.
Oh wow!
And, you know, oh my gosh, yeah, it was good. And we my neighbor believes in crickets, and that's what we used. And
yeah,
it was good. It was a good evening.
And that's what I was always told. You know, you can just hammer the bluegill with crickets, and you know, use a cork bobber. And, you know, and just use just hook those crickets, and they'll get up top and kind of flicker around, and it's a blast.
Yeah. Yeah. And they weren't very deep. I'm going to say maybe 5 feet,
yeah.
4 feet or something
yeah.
in that. And, oh yeah, it was just, you just, let that cricket float a little bit, and he starts to sink. And as soon as he starts to sink, boy, they're all over it.
I mean, and you're using ultralight gear, you know, 2 pound, 4 pound test line, a little bit of spin reels, and they'll wear you out, man. They'll wear you out.
You don't even have time to drink a couple of beers, you know. It keeps you busy.
So now, what's our latest mermaid report?
Well, since I went fishing, I didn't have a chance to sit down there, and plus I was out of Cheetos. So hopefully this weekend I get a chance to go down there. I got the cooler loaded up. I've got the lawn chair all loaded up, and I just got to get me a bag of Cheetos, and I'll be all set.
Right on. Well, hey, Gary, we appreciate you, my man, and you know, we'll definitely go mermaid chasing. And, you know, I'll bring the Cheetos. And,
all right,
you know,
I'm in.
And now also on Claire's, you know, cream-filled donuts, you know.
Oh, that, I like those myself.
It's another really good bait to lure a mermaid in. And, you know, but, again, boy, they're temperamental. You know, you don't want to tick them off, man. So.
Well, hopefully we'll have some luck this weekend.
Yep. Hey, for folks that want to know more, or maybe they just want to get away, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, take a look at some of the pictures on there. Drop us a line. Leave a comment on there. And as always, our webpage, thebayouresort.com. Or just stop in if you're in the neighborhood. That'd be great.
Right on. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
We will, and have a nice, enjoyable, thirsty Thursday.
Yep. See you, buddy.